Chapter 9. The Fine family lived on Brome Road, which occupied a strip of land between Santa Monica and Los Angeles. It was a big yellow house, a mansion, really, flanked by strawberry farms that have long since disappeared. It had a southern look to it. The driveway was long enough to be called a road. It led to an electric fence equipped with a buzzer, a microphone, and a loudspeaker, all of them held together by black electrical tape.
"Who is it?"
a man's voice asked a minute or so after I pressed the buzzer. "Paris Menton," I said.
"Who the hell is Paris Menton?"
"Friend of Milo Sweet."
"Who?"
"Listen, man," I said. "Tell Miss Fine that Paris Menton is out here, that I work for Milo Sweet, and I need some information to get the job done." The loudspeaker went silent, and I was by myself out there in the almost country of L.A. There were 5 different bird calls that I made out but could not name. Flitting insects were everywhere. A big beetle thumped down on my hood. He sported a shiny black and green carapace and seemed to like the heat from the engine rising through the hood. His long legs weren't strong enough to lift him above the surface. Instead, they moved like the oars of some ancient galley making its way across the vast brown sea of metal. A blackbird flew up and landed so quickly it was as if she had appeared out of nowhere. She swiveled her head to get a good look at the beetle and then lunged at him with her beak. I could see its oars waving in the air for a moment, and then 2 gulps and he was gone. The blackbird cocked her eye at me, and then in less than an instant, she was gone too.
"Who is this?"
a woman's voice asked from the loudspeaker. "Paris Menton," I said.
"And who is Paris Menton?"
I told the new voice about Milo Sweet and my working for him.
"I don't know nothing about a Mr. Sweet sending no man up in here."